As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, today is the memorial of Saint Jerome, and I want to read just a very short story. It's an ancient account that's been passed down about a personal story from his life when he had finished his work of translating the scriptures into the Latin language, the Latin Vulgate, a beautiful translation. And this story has been passed down. It's very powerful. I want to just read this. It says, after many years spent in Jerusalem translating the word of God, Jerome finished his grand project just days before Christmas. To celebrate his accomplishment, Jerome decided to spend Christmas Eve in nearby Bethlehem, in one of the many grottos that dot the countryside. According to the ancient account, sometime around midnight, Jesus appeared to him saying, Jerome, what will you give me for my birthday? Immediately and enthusiastically, Jerome declared, Lord, I give you my translation of your word. But instead of congratulating him, Jesus simply replied, no, Jerome, that is not what I want. Jerome was speechless. Then he began to complain and remonstrate with Jesus, asking why he had let him go on for 40 years, far from home, laboring at something other than what God most wanted from him. But Jesus remained silent. Jerome started suggesting other ways of honoring Jesus' birthday, fasting, becoming a hermit, giving his possessions to the poor. To each of these, Jesus replied, no, Jerome, that is not what I want most. Finally, Jerome protested, then you tell me, Lord, tell me what would give you the most joy on your birthday and you shall have it. Do you promise, Jerome? Yes, Lord, anything at all. Jesus replied, give me your sins. Powerful. You know, St. John Vianney is attributed quote to him is that he said, it's Jesus's greatest pleasure to forgive us. Makes sense.
Hello, I'm Father Thaddeus Langton of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception, and I'm excited to let you know about my new podcast with Father Timothy Childers called Keeping It Marian. To access the podcast, simply visit divinemercyplus.org or search Keeping It Marian on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or on whatever podcast platform you prefer. I want to share with you the riches of the charism of the Marian Fathers, which is the mystery of the Immaculate Conception, how it touches our lives as consecrated priests and religious, and how this mystery can bear fruit in your life, especially by keeping the Word of God and pondering it in our hearts in imitation of our Blessed Mother. I hope you'll join us. Again, it's called Keeping It Marian. Thank you, and God bless you.
Please follow or subscribe to this podcast to receive the latest episodes and updates. If you have been blessed by this podcast, I invite you to leave a review. Reviews greatly improve our podcast ranking and will help spread this podcast to other people throughout the world. Are you enjoying this podcast? I invite you to listen to more shows brought to you by the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Join us daily for enriching spiritual content, which will help you on your journey with Jesus Christ. Simply visit divinemercyplus.org for a complete list of our shows. That's divinemercyplus.org. Are you a Marian helper? Join our Spiritual Benefit Society and start sharing in the graces of all the daily masses, prayers, and good works of Marian priests and brothers all over the world. Sign up is free and easy. Simply visit micprayers.org. That's micprayers.org. Thank you, and God bless you.